Indeed, it is 5:30 p.m. here at 96.3 Free Radio Santa Cruz. My name is the V-Man, and it is time for Rockin' the Boat. Today, we are going to be discussing the state of micro-powered radio in the United States. Joining us from Olympia, Washington,
DJ American from Free Radio Olympia.
And also later in the program, we're going to be hearing the voice of Bob Ugly. He's an operator of Free Radio San Diego. They received a visit just over the past weekend, and we're going to be hearing the latest news out of the world of micro radio. All that's coming up next here on Rockin' the Boat. My name is the V-Man. Stay tuned. For the next 30 minutes, I'll be with you here at 96.3 FM, Freak Radio Santa Cruz, and 91.3 FM in Olympia, Washington. It's good to be back with you here again today at 96.3 Freak Radio Santa Cruz. My name is V-Man, and longtime listeners of Rockin' the Boat will know that the show has definitely undergone quite a number of surgery operations. And over the years, I've used different themes, and it looks like we're sticking with Anonymous as the theme music for right now. Longtime listeners will also remember when I used to do just a weekly program way back when, I used to start off the program with news out of the world of micro radio. Well, things have changed, times are different, but we are going to be discussing it today. And joining me right now from Olympia, Washington is DJ American. Thanks for calling in today, and joining us on Rockin' the Boat, DJ American.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm really glad to be here.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about the setup there? You guys have, 91.3 FM has been carrying our signal in Olympia, Washington off of the internet, off of our website, freakradio.org. And at intermittent times throughout the day, you're relaying our stream. But you're involved with Free Radio Olympia, and that's something slightly different from the operation at 91.3. Tell us, explain.
Yeah, Free Radio Olympia is an internet broadcasting collective, and we are repeated sometimes on the air here on 91.3 FM, and I can't really speak for those people, but I am given to understand that there's people in town who essentially consider that a liberated frequency and are committed to streaming, playing free radio, no matter what, on that frequency. And I think there's a lot of interest and support in town for what's been being played.
But you're involved with Free Radio Olympia, which is actually an internet content provider. Tell us
Correct.
A little bit about how this whole project got started.
Well, it took a long while to really, really pull it together. It was a bunch of people who were interested in independent media. They had some connections to the Dow Collective, and they began meeting and researching and planning, and things took a while to really, really coalesce, but it was probably, over 2 years ago, 2 years and several months ago, that Free Radio Olympia started broadcasting on the internet, and I don't think it was that much longer after that 91.3 was relaying them.
Sort of just appeared magically?
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much so. And we just know that there's a lot of support for independent media in this town. There's a lot of interest and people who are avid fans of Democracy Now, for example, extremely interested in that information, which, you know, is hard to come by. And a lot of people who are creative, who are producers, who have stuff going on. And so in some ways, I think Olympia has some similarity to Santa Cruz, and I hope that the two towns can, hook up and learn from each other.
Well, for those of us who have never been to Olympia, why don't you just briefly lay out what the location is like, how many people are there, what the demographic is. And I know that there's Chaos FM, which I hear is a pretty decent station, but what is the media landscape there?
Yeah, well, okay. We're about an hour south of Seattle. It's a city of 30,000 people in an area of about 100,000 people. I believe it's about 89% white now is the latest statistic, although it used to be much more so. Definitely a town with a very, very strong and radical progressive side. But there's also a conservative streak in the area. We live near to Fort Lewis. It's a very big employer. There's a real history of conservatism in Washington, too. So we have a very mixed community in that way. But definitely, there's always a lot of support. And Chaos, I would say, there's great people there doing great work. But the Evergreen State College, which holds the license, hasn't really decided which way they ultimately want to steer the station. Is it to more of a student station, more of an NPR station? But I wouldn't say they've supported the same kind of freedom and creativity that is coming out of the independent media movement, and I think the solid grounding in political values overtly expressed.
We're speaking with DJ American from Free Radio Olympia, the internet content provider, which is also relayed in Olympia, Washington at 91.3 FM by a different group of people.
Yeah.
91.3 FM is a liberated frequency there. You were talking a little bit off the air to me about how this whole thing with the micro-broadcasting started, and there was an FCC visit. Maybe you could just relay a little bit of that for some of our listeners.
Yeah, there were some people in town, apparently, who had a visit by a man and a woman who said they were from the FCC. Apparently, she was dressed in some sort of dreadful leopard skin print or something like that. But they kind of came to somebody's door, I think. But all they left was a Xeroxed copy of some sort of form letter that was dated from 4 years ago or something like that, is my understanding. We had an article about it in Works in Progress, the local paper, as well. And yet still, that sort of behavior, I think, is designed to limit and contain free speech. And so the independent media movement in this town has kept on chugging along. People have multiple things going. There's also an application that's been approved for an LPFM station. And, it may be a lot of money to put that together, but people may well work and, work on that project. We have community access cable. I think it's just a really fertile group of people for doing independent media work.
All right. Well, that seems to be a great note to end on, a positive there from Olympia, Washington. We've been speaking with DJ American. And if you do have any final thoughts here, we got about 30 seconds for you to kind of finalize your thoughts tonight for our listeners on Free Radio.
Yes. My primary thought is I want to see micropower broadcasters, independent media activists, hook up and get together and really back each other up, and I think we can, and I think Santa Cruz and Olympia can help each other, and so I hope that we'll continue to be in touch.
Great. Well, it's been great talking with you tonight, and we really appreciate all the hard work that's going on to make our signal heard in Olympia, Washington.
Great. Well, thank you, V-Man.
We look forward to – I'm going to definitely check out Free Radio Olympia on your website. What is your website again, Olympia Network?
We're at olynetwork.com.
OLYnetwork.com.
Correct.
We'll check that out. Thanks for joining us tonight, DJ American.
Okay, thank you.
All right. It's been great talking with you. And, indeed, you're tuned in to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. My name's V-Man. This is Rockin' the Boat. We'll be right back with Bob Ugly of Free Radio San Diego.
This is how it started. It's not hard to understand. From coast to coast, they're lying at a CEO's command. From nationalist public radio, CNN and NBC, Big Brother spewing propaganda from the disinformation ministry. They say the economy is booming. We hear the homeless beggars cry. They say we help poor countries. We see bombs falling from the skies. Reality doesn't exist, they're trying to say. But some of us decided there is another way. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. Someone got a transmitter, started up a station. Then the idea spread right across the nation. Like the land and water, the air must be free. So let us shout together, fuck the FCC.
And indeed, you're tuned in to Rockin' the Boat here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. My name is the V-Man, and that, of course, is David Rovix with the Pirate Radio song written with this very station in mind.
We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard.
And right now, we're going to be discussing even more news out of the world of micro radio. Of course, I'm joined on the phone by Bob Ugly. He is one of the founders of Free Radio San Diego, 96.9 FM in San Diego, California. They've been operating for about 8 months since the fall of 2002. And they were visited over the weekend on Friday, May 9th, 2003 by Federal Communications Commission. But I also have some even more news to report before we bring Bob Ugly up. Rayon Sherwin Jr. Payne was sentenced to prison for unlicensed radio operations, dateline May 12th, the Federal Communications Commission announced in the United States Middle District of Florida, Orlando Division, U.S. Magistrate Honorable David A. Baker sentenced Junior Payne to 9 months imprisonment, followed by 1 year supervised release, during which time he must perform 50 hours of community service. Payne was charged with multiple counts of operating an unlicensed FM radio facility in violation of U.S. Code Title 47, Section 301. He pleaded guilty to two of the counts before Magistrate Judge Baker. Well, with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about what happened to you, Bob Ugly. You are with Free Radio San Diego, 96.9 FM.
That's the rumor on the hill there.
And tell us a little bit about how you started the operation in there in San Diego.
Sure. Well, we initially started with, we have our own, our very own enforcement district right here in San Diego, and they really don't have very much to do except, you know, us. So when we initially started, we were mobile. We had a few of us going up in backpacks with car batteries and transmitters, and the transmitter and the amplifier and the antenna broken down into pieces. And we would hike up on usually just Sundays, sometimes other days, but pretty much just Sunday nights, going on top of one of the big mountains here in San Diego and broadcasting for about anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a night. And we did that, and since then it's moved to a kind of fixed location and then to actually down to a boat in the harbor, and we're now actually have a happy home here with a roof and everything.
And so there you were on May 9th. The transmitter was humming along just fine, and you were putting out your signal.
Yeah. We were pumping along, and then all of a sudden there was a rap-tap-tapping at the chamber door, and it kept rap-tap-tapping. And, in fact, they actually rap-tap-tapped at the door came open, to give you an idea of how involved they were. And then they were driving around, just kind of, you know, moving around the area and whatnot, being being as sneaky as they can be. I mean, there's a reason they're not in the CIA. I mean, they're not that good. So
they knocked on the door. No one answered to the door. They left, drove around, and
then that's when we decided that we were going to go out there and you know, say hello and meet our neighbors.
So you brought a tape recorder, and we have a bit of audio. I'd like to bring that up right now, and hopefully you'll be able to hear this. It may be a little loud through the phone, but we'll do the best we can with what we got. And we'll play you this clip right now. This is from Friday, May 9th in San Diego, outside of the studio somewhere nearby with agents of the FCC.
Hi, this is Jim Lyon. I'm Hitley. We
FCC, we're requesting inspection of 96.9.
I don't have any information about that.
Well, you got a radio station that's being emanated from that antenna on the roof over there. Are you associated with that?
I don't have any information to give you about that right now.
Oh, is that a yes or no?
It means I don't have any information to give you. I could have swore I actually have the right not to give you any information whatsoever. Is that true? I do not have the right to give you any information. Do I have that right to give you or not give you information?
What house are you staying with? I mean, while you're out here looking at us, I guess.
Because you're driving around here like a bunch of mobsters?
We're driving around like mobsters.
Yeah, you know, people come around pounding on doors, driving in and out of alleys all slowly.
We're doing our job, that's all.
Well, you can legally do what you do, and we're legally doing what we're doing, looking like, you know.
We're knocking on 1036, which is your residence.
I wouldn't say that, no.
You were there. You must have heard us knocking.
Pretty much anybody can hear you knocking.
Pretty much anyone else. There's not so many other houses around there.
Yeah, do you have a search warrant, though, to come over there?
No, but we have the right to ask for the inspection.
Right, you have a right to ask for inspection?
Right.
Why? I thought only licensed stations give you that right.
No, any station.
Any station use the frequency, we have the right.
Any station, you have the right. So you have the right to search a house without a search warrant?
To inspect the station.
But to go inside. You have the right to go inside a house.
To inspect the station, really.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have the right to go inside a house without a search warrant?
I like you much better
than
that. All right.
Sit down, the world makers.
Well, we're going to go back inside because we're going to go away, so that's all I can say. But anyway, you have a nice day now.
The sounds of an FCC visit. Thankfully, that was not to the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, but unfortunately, it was a real visit to the studios of Free Radio San Diego, 96.9 FM. We're joined by Bob Ugly of Free Radio San Diego. Tell us a little more about what happened right there.
What we did was we decided to go out there and we decided to just grab the, you know, cheesy little $30 digital recorder that we got at Walmart. And went out there with, you know, 50s wigs on, sunglasses, and bandanas. I mean, you know, it sounds a little weird, but it worked. And just basically talked to him. We wanted to get it on audio because when we were initially setting up the station, that was a really big thing, was just trying to figure out what they do and actually get, like, on. I mean, it's hard to get real hard evidence of what it is they do. And you know, I mean, just to learn that. So just to have that audio clip so that everybody else can kind of see that they'll just totally piss on all your rights, and they don't really care about anything too much, and they'll lie right to your face. So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. We just went out there, met him out in the sand, talked to him as long as we wanted to, and then just were like, all right, you have a nice day. They had paperwork. They didn't even try to give it to us. They didn't even try to ask our names, nothing like that.
So no notice of unlicensed operation or notice of apparent liability, anything like that?
They didn't even give us a sticky. There was no paperwork exchange, no names exchange, nothing.
Any threats of fine or further action?
We had the classic threat of you better shut it down, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but not really. They didn't really say anything too much. I don't think they were going to, especially with the tape recorder running. I'm amazed they said as much as they did.
Now, you just, as you mentioned, you started out mobile and recently were able to secure the station into a location. A problem in the past has been for the FCC, at least in our situation and in other micro-powered pirate radio stations, to go after landlords and homeowners.
Yeah.
Have you been in contact with the homeowner?
Oh, absolutely. We've been in contact with the landlord, and we were very square with him. We said, hey, this is what we want to do, and you know, are you okay with this? You know, do you want us to go over how you should be handling, you know, yourself around these guys? And I'll give you an idea. The guy has a dog named Emma Goldman. So you can, I mean, I don't know if you're a big Emma Goldman fan, but anyone who names his dog after a, you know, big-time socio-anarchist is probably pretty, you know, pretty square with things right off the bat. So we've had really, it's not the best. I mean, sure, the best place would be, you know, a mile up in the air with a big moat around you so that no one could get near you. But we're doing pretty good with what we've got. But as far as our landlord goes, yeah, we were totally square with him, and he's completely in the green.
Again, we're speaking with Bob Ugly of Free Radio San Diego, 96.9 on the FM dial in San Diego, California. They've been operating for about 8 months without a license, and they were visited by the Federal Communications Commission on Friday evening, May 9th, 2003. Bob, I really thank you for your time tonight.
So now that you've been visited for the first time and experienced that, what are your thoughts? I mean, you obviously don't sound like you're going to be shutting down anytime soon.
Yeah, no, not at all. I think that, I mean, I was in contact with one of you guys before we even went on the air back before our first broadcast. I remember firing a couple emails off to you guys asking you or somebody at your station what your opinion was on things. And really it comes down to not, how do I keep from getting screwed with? It's just, how do I deal with it once it happens? And that's pretty much what it is it's not like we didn't know they were coming. It's not like we didn't, we weren't dumb enough to think that we were just going to magically fall underneath their radar. So it's more of just a question of whatever they do, and we're going to react to whatever they do in a manner that, that has proven successful in the past, or that we can put our heads together and kind of figure it out. As far as, step by step what we're going to do, the basic thing is you just pretend like they're a bunch of lepers and just stay away from them and don't talk to them. And, hopefully they just kind of magically go away. But, sometimes that feels kind of like it's optimistic thinking, but, it's, transmitter's running right now. So, there's a lot to be said for that. So, It's kind of hard to, as bad as, on one hand, on a bad day, you might be thinking, oh, they're, the big bad FCC agents are going to be coming. But then on the other days, you're like, crap, man, we've been running for 8 months and they still don't have a clue about anything under the sun. So, it's pretty good. But yeah, we're not going anywhere. In fact, we're actually trying to get some more power and get the antenna up a little bit higher. Quite the contrary from going off the air, we're trying to do a better job down here.
Right. And what is your power output right now?
We run a 30-watt amplifier, and then we have a gain that's about 4.3 decibels of gain on the antenna. So I guess in a perfect world, maybe 60 watts effective radiated, but cut it down to maybe 55 with line loss and stuff like that. So probably about 55 watts, I'd say, is our effective radiated power.
55.
So we have a range. Our actual range we've gotten is we can pick up the signal with a really good receiver. You can pick up the signal at like 10 or 11 miles away. Our topography is not great. We're not in the best position, but we're not bad. We cover the entire downtown area and the North Park, South Park, Golden Hills. If anybody in your listeners out there know the San Diego area, basically the North Park, Hillcrest, Kensington, like all that area is ours. So that it's a good area to be in. It's the most kind of densely populated residential area that you could find in San Diego. So it's a good place to be.
And what's the community response been thus far for you?
The only people that have given us an ounce of crap is a guy that works as a engineer for Jefferson Pilot, which is a media conglomerate that owns a couple stations down here, and our two fine FCC agents. Everybody else, without exception, has been 100% down the middle. Everybody has been completely on board. We every day there's at least, I'd say, five emails of, hey, I want to be a DJ. Hey, I want to help. Hey, I want to put up flyers. Hey, I want to do anything I possibly can to help you guys. We've gotten messages in from people just regular listeners that are like, hey, it's really great that there's something on the news that, something on the radio that actually addresses what it is that I've got going on. So, That's one of the things that's so funny is that, it's amazing that really the only people that are against this station are either people who have a financial interest to the contrary, or they're paid by the government just to hunt these kind of stations down. That's it. It's the only thing that we've experienced so far that is in any way negative. Neighbors are fine, our landlord's fine, everybody that we talk to is fine, everybody loves it. There's very few people that don't like it. But they have their little, I don't even know what propaganda thing they use these days to explain why you can't have low power FM. What's really interesting, and I didn't think about this, I didn't tell you earlier, was...
Did you apply for LPFM?
You can't apply for LPFM in San Diego because there's no open frequencies. Ever since they submarined the LPFM thing on that Ombudsman Act of 2000, mm-hmm. You have to have way more space that's available on the FM dial. You can't use second adjacents. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Now, here's the funny thing, though, is you're not allowed to use second adjacents, but I don't know if you're a football fan, but the football is down here in San Diego in February, just a few months back, right?
San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, the San Diego Chargers, but okay. The Super Bowl is down here, too.
Oh, right, right.
So when the Super Bowl is down here, the Super Bowl guys asked for four stations. Guess which one of the frequencies they were allowed to broadcast on while they were down here was
96.9,
which is our frequency. So right there you have the FCC saying, yes, you can totally use this frequency. In fact, you can use more power than what we use to to broadcast in our same area, but for whatever reason, we can't broadcast on that frequency
right.
with less power. So, I mean, there is no one out there, I mean, that can actually give a good argument as to why you can't be on a second adjacent. It's just a bunch of crap. There's no better statement than it's just a load of crap.
Well, since we're talking about the FM dial quickly, you mentioned this conglomerate, and I'm curious, you're a second adjacent. What's the nearest station to either side of your frequency? You're at 96.9.
Yeah, we're 96.9 and 97.3, which is a station above us, which is owned by Jefferson Pilot. It's a country station.
And where are they located from your proximity?
Pardon?
And how far away are they from your proximity?
Everybody around here uses multiple antennas.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to say, like, distance-wise. I mean, they use boosters around here a lot. So I'd say the closest one is probably, maybe 4 miles as the crow flies, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 96.5, which is underneath us, and that's about the same distance. And we've just sent emails to those other stations and said, like, hey, if you ever have a problem, you even think you have a problem, just let us know and we will immediately figure out what the hell is going on. I mean, if that means powering down or just running through a spectrum analyzer all day and night to figure out what the problem is, we'll do it. And we've never had any interference complaints. I mean, from what I've heard, the FCC just kind of magically creates interference complaints most of the time. You drive around or just listen on your dial. I mean, if you just barely touch your radio, you're going to lose the signal. I mean, we use a low pass filter as well. We have a dual setup with like a 9-element low pass filter to kill all of our harmonics except for our fundamental. So we've put like a decent amount of time and energy into making sure that we have a clean signal on the dial as well.
And just in our final moments, can you tell us a little bit about your content, the programming that you offer? You said you started as sort of a music station, but have been offering more news. You did a local news program. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, we actually did something called San Diego Edition, where we wanted to put together some of the news that was around here. I mean, we've had all kinds of things, the housing market. I mean, that's kind of a general West Coast thing, but it's just a local half hour. We put all our news together. We work really closely with the San Diego Independent Media Center, the IMC around here, and we get a lot of reporting from them. And then we also have, we broadcast Democracy Now!, Between the Lines, This Way Out, which is a gay and lesbian show. There's a big gay and lesbian community here in San Diego. And we just try to be responsive to what everybody wants. So that's about it. I mean, it's there's no magic secret to radio. It's just you do the right thing and, listen to what your people want and, you're doing okay.
Any final thoughts on the upcoming consolidation hearings by the FCC on June 2nd? They're proposed to weaken the already weak caps that they have on media consolidation ownership.
Oh, they're going to do it. I mean, they're totally going to do it. And, I mean, my speculation is they're going to do it and all these deals that have been waiting to go through are going to go through. And then it'll probably get repealed 2 or 3 years from now and set back to where it is right now, but all those deals are still going to have gone through and stuff like that. I mean, like, if to any of your listeners out there who don't know, but I'm sure they all do, you guys do a great job of letting everybody know, the FCC are a bunch of crooks. They're thugs. They're bastards. I mean, they're just, like, they're the biggest bastards in the world. I mean, these are the guys that kept, like, in the 50s, they would have kept, like, black people and women from going to voting polls. I mean, they're just the biggest jerk-offs, like, of the government that I know of so far. So they're tools. But they're not too bright, so that's we got that up on them.
Words to end on there from Bob Ugly of Free Radio San Diego, 96.9 FM. They were visited on Friday, May 9th, but they're going to be going strong, and we wish them the best.
Hey, before you go, I just want to give a big thank out to all you folks up at Freak Radio Santa Cruz because you're a big inspiration to all of us little folk down here, and we hope to be doing some good business. And a lot of us pay attention to what you guys are doing up there. I mean, you're kind of like hey, if they can do it, why the hell can't we? So good job up there, by the way.
Well, thanks. And we hope that your 8 months turns into 8 years like we just celebrated. And finally, can you just tell us your website?
Certainly. You can catch us at www.pirate969.org.
Pirate969.org. Bob Ugly, it's been a real pleasure.
Hey, I will talk to you later, man.
We'll definitely keep in touch. Thanks for joining us tonight. Bye-bye. And you are tuned in to Rockin' the Boat here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. My name is the V-Man, and we're going to sign off right now with a little bit of music about pirate radio. Always remember, Free Radio Santa Cruz is operating illegally. We could be shut down at any time. Please send your support to P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California 95061, www.freakradio.org. Thanks for listening.
sugar ray.